someone sent me this article about the Chafetz Chaim and the Rosh Chacham that I mentioned a few days ago.
The story?
We read the story last week. It's part of the story. But I didn't know.
No, we don't. I think we're ready. Okay, everybody, welcome to Maseches Tainus, and wonderful to have be osing together in Talmud Torah. Just one ha'ar. I just want to say thank you to our friend Michael Stavsky in Toronto for sending an article about what we mentioned last week. There's always a Hemshach, or 2 days ago, the story about the Meshech Chachma and the Chavetz Chaim, why the Chavetz Chaim Dafka quotes the Meshech Chachma in Ilcha Shofar out of any other contemporary. He does not quote anyone else. The Machlokes was about what Aaron had mentioned, and that is the Russian government wanted to have all the Rabbanim get a secular degree, and there was a Machlokes of the Rabbanim at that time. And that was the issue, where the Chavetz Chaim and the Meshech Chachma were so impressed with each other that they each wanted to be mefarsim their feelings for each other, and that's why the Chavetz Chaim, Rav Shach suggested that's why the Chavetz Chaim Dafka quoted him, and then they asked the Chavetz Chaim's son-in-law afterwards, as we mentioned, and he confirmed that Shmua. Okay, so we thank him for that, and now we continue, and we start Maseches Tainus Me'emasai, Dav Beis. Maseches Tainus, just one or two ha'aras on Maseches Tainus. First of all, Maseches Tainus says the Me'iri is broken up into three parts. Tainus are fast days, but there are three kinds of fast days. First, says the Me'iri, Harishon, Levayar Tachunas HaTfila Al HaGashamim. First is a fast day, not just even fasting, just preventative, let's call it. Preventative days, and that is davening for rain, so that you don't have to come to a day when you're going to fast. And that's the discussion of Masha Baruchim or Adagashim and Vesein Talumatar. That's the beginning of the Masech. That's going to talk all about those in Yonim. Number two, part two is going to talk about fast that will go into fast days of that if our tefillahs don't work, so then that is going to that we're going to have certain nihugim on fast days. That's really all part one. Part two is nihugim on other tzaras. Rachman al Tzan, if there are other tzaras in Klal Yisrael, how we're supposed to act and what type of tefillahs we're supposed to say. And number three, we'll eventually get to the fast days that we're used to, and that is the Dalet Somos related to the Churban Habayis. That is the Me'iri. Three parts. Question is, though, why didn't it go in the opposite order? The Rambam writes in his Hakdamah to Zrayim that Tainus is here right after the previous Masechtas, because at least Tainus has Ramazim and hints in Divrei Kabbalah. We're going to get it to Megillah is totally Drabanan, so we're going to get to a pure Drabanan. But Tainus at least has a Remez in the Pasuk. We saw it, Soma Asiri, Soma Chamishi. That Pasuk is in the Devarim Nevi'im, so that's why it's here, says the Rambam. But ask the Melech HaShlomo on Mishnayis, so why is it the whole Masechta in the opposite order? The Tainios that are the Rambam says why this Masechta is here is at the end. Why are the Tainios on Saras first, which are not Merumas Bikra, and then those? So the Melech HaShlomo says, because those are Tzar Gadol L'Klal Yisrael. When there's a drought, there's a drought. So therefore, we need to know those, and that's why it puts it first. He says, "In this group, Sifrei Nevuah, Sheim Tzarech LaOlam BiYoser." So that's why it comes first, according to the Melech HaShlomo, even though they are Durabanan. One can suggest maybe it's the Rambam L'Shitaso. Again, the Rambam who says that this is put here because it's related to the Daraisa's past, and this is different Kabbalah. Maybe it's related to Ashitas Rabbah, which we're probably going to mention a number of times in this Masechta. We're going to mention it actually later on today's Amud as well, but we'll mention it now. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban whether davening each day is a mitzvah Daraisa or not. The Rambam paskins that davening every single day of our life is a mitzvah Daraisa. It's fascinating that, what does the Rambam say? It is unusual what the Rambam's order is in Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's hard to put one's finger on exactly what the order is. But the first few are pretty straightforward. Believing in Hashem, knowing Hashem is unique, Yichud Hashem, loving Hashem and fearing Hashem. Those are the first four. Number five, the first mitzvah that you have to do something, not just believe in something, is davening, is tefillah. That is a lav debachol vavchem, as we'll have today. Davening every day is a mitzvah daraisa. The Ramban argues on that. The Ramban says it's a good idea to daven. No, I'll suggest it that you daven, but it's not mitzvah daraisa to daven each day. Only a tzara. At a time of tzaras, there's a mitzvah to daven, which again, we'll talk more about that, as Hashem, in a few minutes. But the Rambam himself writes at the beginning of Hilchas Tainus that when there is a tzara, one must take part in the tzara of Klal Yisrael, and if one doesn't, one is considered to be an achzar. And with a tzara, you have to realize that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending you a message, and it is a kiyum of tefillah as well, when you turn to Hashem in a time of tzara. So maybe that's what the Rambam means here, that it's tainus is here because it is connected to the daraisa, because if you take the proper messages of the tainus, you're fulfilling a mitzvah of daraisa of davening. The Ramban says it's only based tzara, but the Rambam says every day, but still when one turns to Hashem in tefillah, that is a daraisa, so maybe that's also what's behind a little bit what the Rambam means, why Maseches Tainus is put here. Tainus Esther comes before Purim, right? It's a good way to remember this in the Masechtas in the Seder. Tainus Esther comes before Purim, that's what Tainus says here. The problem is that Tainus Esther is not discussed in Maseches Tainus. Right? Of all the Tainus, Tainus Esther is a different kind of Tainus. We mentioned it's a Tainus Shel Simcha, and it's more of a Kiyum of Purim, but you're right. It's a good way to remember it. Tainus Megillah Moichah and Chagiga, the last four. Okay, one other introductory note, and then we will get started. The Maariv Chayis writes, and this might be a letdown to some. It was a letdown to me, but it's not so much of a letdown. And that is the Baruch Chayis writes at the end of the Masechta that Rashi is not really Rashi on Maseches Tainus. It's a Talmud of Rashi, obviously. It's also somebody who we're going to be studying like Rashi. But the Maariv Chayis at the end says, Mishuna bein pirush Rashi zele pirusha b'shar masechtas. Bein ba'arichas halashon uveprav mashe hishtamish harbi b'talmud Yerushalmi mashe ein omevi b'shar masechtas. He quotes Rashi, doesn't sound like Rashi. He's a little more verbose than other Rashis. He quotes Yerushalmis, unlike other Rashis. And he also says, if you look at Tosas never quotes Rashi in this masechta. They only quote him for other masechtas. If you really look closely at it, also Tosas functions as Rashi in this Masechta. He's more of a Mefarish than he is a Makshin with other Rayas, but that is what the Maariv Chayis and others suggest that a Masechta Tainus we don't have, this is not really Rashi. He's any bar that appears there whom we talmud the Rashi below haya adayin lefnei rabbeinu baalei tosfos and we pish there lo heviu pirush zeh b'shum makom, and therefore one cannot ask kashas. If you can ask me any kashas from Rashi's and other mesechtas on Rashi mesechtas Tainus, hold off. Maybe it's just a machlokas rishon. Okay, let's begin mesechtas Tainus. Me'emasai maskirin givurus kashamim. As we mentioned, the first part of the mesechta, we'll talk about davening and praising Hashem about rain. When do we mention mas givurus kashamim? Givurus kashamim does not mean asking for rain. It means being maskir is mentioning, meaning mashiv aruach amarad agashem. When do we start saying mashiv aruach amarad agashem? What is the day of the week that we start doing that? The Tosfos Yontif says that why do we say maskirin and not zochrin? So, of course, the Rana at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Hemshech of the Daf, there it also says that the Baal Tokeya in Musaf, Hasheni Maskia, instead of saying Hasheni Tokeya, we had back in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, also to be Merami's us to something. So, Maskirin, says the Tosfos Yontif, is to hint to us, we're going to talk more about this in a minute, that the Gabai has to announce before Mashiv HaRuach, say Mashiv HaRuach, Maskir, Lahaskir, to remind. Not just to mention, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, which we're going to see inside in a second, that if a Gabbai does not announce that before Musaf, then the Tzibur does not start saying Mashiv HaRuach until Mincha. Right? You don't only start saying it by Musaf if the Gabbai or the Shliach Tzibur is Mazkir it before Shmona Esri starts. That's hinted to, says the Tosfos Yontif, in this word Mazkirin instead of Zochrin. So Me'emasai Mazkirin Gevurus Geshamim, when do we start? So there are going to be two opinions in the Mishnah and a couple more in the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Miyantif HaRishon Shalchag. Rabbi Eliezer says you start saying it from the first day of Sukkot. From the first day of Sukkot, that's when you start praising Hashem for rain. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Miyontif HaAchron Shalchag, from the last day of Sukkot. Miyontif HaAchron Shalchag, from the last day. What does that mean? So Tosfos says it means Shmini Atzeres. Does not mean the last day of Chag, which we might have interpreted to be Hoshana Rabbah. It really means is Shmini Atzeres. How would you sit in the sukkah? So Tosfos asked that. The basis of Rabbi Yeshua is going to be, how can you sit in the sukkah? So the answer is, first of all, we're doing it al tzminag, al tzavik daraisa. As the top Tosfos says, we're just doing it because we're not sure. Sveik at the om, as we had in Maseches Beisa. So that doesn't violate the minog, the fact that you are sitting at mishum tzavik. Shmini delo yasa besukkah, avilu ha'idna, deinu elam midrabana mishum sveika, because we're not b'ki and we have to do that minag avaseinu biyadeinu. But lav dafka, that is real kiyum mitzvah of sukkah, and therefore you can already be davening, praising Hashem for rain at that time. The first day, that's according to the first opinion. First of all, the second opinion holds exactly what you just said. That's going to be what the Mishnah says now. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, one second. Holve enak shem melasim and klala b'chag lamahu maskir. Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Lazar, how could you daven, how could you praise Hashem for rain on the first day of Sukkot? We learned in Maseches Sukkah that the Mishnah tells us that if it rains on Sukkot, it's a simen klala. Right? It's a bad omen. So how can you be praising Hashem, Hashem Aruch, at the beginning of Sukkot? You know, you don't want it to rain yet. So why how can you be doing that? So Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer, Afani Lo Amarti Lishol Ala Haskir Mashav Erech Merdek Hashem Monaso. I didn't say that you ask for rain at that time. You don't say it's Saint Talamator yet, right? You just say you praise Hashem for rain. So you can praise Hashem for rain. You praise Hashem for rain anytime. As we're going to see in the Gemara, he says you can praise Hashem the whole year if you want. But it's just asking for rain is in the specific time. Amar Lo Imkei Lo Olam Uyehi Maskir. She says back to him. Okay, so why do you always say Mashav Erech Merdek Hashem? So Rabbi Lazar the Gemara is going to answer back in Echinami. You can, but there's just no obligation to. But you can. Next line of the Gemara is unclear who is talking. We'll get to the Gemara. Next line of the Mishnah is unclear. We'll get to in the Gemara. This might be a continuation of Rabbi Yeshua. We'll get to it. You only ask for Kshamim at the time of Kshamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda has a third opinion. Ha'over lefnei ha'teva b'yantif ha'achron shalchag ha'achron maskir richunenu maskir. Rabbi Yehuda says, the chazin on Shmini Atzeres ha'achron maskir. The Baal Musaf says Mashav Aruch Marad Hashem, like what we do. The Baal Shachris does not. We don't say Mashav Aruch Marad Hashem in Shachris. We only say it in Musaf. B'yotav HaRishon Shal Pesach, and on Pesach, on the first day when we switch to do Tal, HaRishon Maskir V'Achron Eino Maskir. So on Pesach, the Baal Shachris is Maskir Mashav Aruch Marad Hashem, because we switch to Tal and Musaf, and therefore the Baal Musaf does not say Mashav Aruch U'morid HaGashem. Poskim, I saw, point out that one should say Dafka when they announce, don't just announce Mashav Aruch. because Mashma Ruach could also mean Morad Atal. Let's say you start saying Mashma Ruach, and then you remember, you let us switch to Morad Atal. So you have to announce Mashma Ruach Morad Gashem or Geshem. We'll talk about that Machlokas too. Machlokas Rebekah and Nirosha. Should it be Gashem? Should it be Geshem? We'll talk about that at a future date. But okay, so this is the Mishnah of a couple of opinions. When is one supposed to start asking Mashma Ruach U Morad HaGashem? A couple of Ha'aris on the Mishnah. So the Cheshek Shlomo in the back, or Shlomo Mivilna, as the Ha'ara, maybe we never thought about it before, why is it that when we praise Hashem, we say, two differences. Number one, why do we, when we praise Hashem, we use the term Geshem, and when we ask for rain, we use the term Matar. What's the difference between Geshem and Matar? We say, Mashma Ruach Morad HaGashem, or Geshem, when we praise, and we use Matar when we are asking, number one. Number two, why is it that when we praise, we say, Morid HaGashem, bring down the rain, and when we ask Hashem to give us, V'sein Talu Matar. So it's a different noun and a different verb. So what's the difference? Ask the Cheshek Shlomo. So he says, V'ulai, maybe. Okay, first is the Ha'ara, to realize that every word of Arshmona Esrei is specifically put there by the Ashkenaz Gadola, who were Baalei Nevuah. Every word is meaningful, and therefore, you know, things we never thought about. But Geshem Matar makes a difference. So that already is Ha'ara. Okay, but then he says, why? V'ulai, mishum de b'she'elad anu sho'ala di'itim lanu ta'ala matar l'vracha, tikna l'omar b'lashen matar, d'lashen matar al-pirof, hu nimsa b'pasa k'shiyore l'bracha. Most of the time in Tanakh, matar is used as bracha. Vanasati mitar artzachem bi'ito, yore umalkosh. Matar is usually used as gishmei bracha. Geshem is lavdafka. Geshem sometimes is used for even not such good rains that we're going to have actually later on a pasuk today. Therefore, he says, when we're asking for rain, we want it to be bracha. And that's why we say Geshem, and that's why we say Matar, that's why we say Vasein, give us as a present, give us nicely. Hashem, we're praising Hashem. When you praise Hashem for everything. Even when Hashem brings down rain, and it's not such a bracha, it still shows His gvuros, still shows His gavos, therefore you praise Hashem regarding all types of His rain, so you use Geshem, which is more inclusive. And also you say Morid, because Morid, He brings it down. It's lav dafke in a lashon nesina, lav dafke that He's giving it, but that's what the Cheshek Shlomo says, and that's why dafke says beautifully. When we say Geshem, what do we all scream out when the Chazan says Mashma Ruach Morad HaGashem? Levracha v'lo leklala. Right? We say levracha. Why? Because dafke is Geshem, which is a more inclusive term. So a dafke saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what we want though. Levracha. Even when we use that lashon of praise, we dafke temper it and limit it and say levracha v'lo leklala. That's the Cheshek Shlomo here on the difference between Mesein Talu Matar and Mashma Ruach Umorid HaGashem. Another Ha'ara, and that is in the Ritva here. The Ritva points out that there was a machlokas rishonim we had in Masechah Sukkah, where the Mishnah said that it's a simen klala if it rains on Sukkahs. There was one opinion in the Rishonim there, Rabbeinu Ephraim, who said that it's only a simen klala if it rains on the first night. If it rains on the first night, when you have to eat in the Sukkah, that's when it's a simen klala. But the rest of Sukkahs, if it rains, not a simen klala. So the Ritva says, how does that Rishon read this Gemara? This Mishnah sounds like, because they just said, because it's a simen klala, you have to wait to the end of Sukkot. What do you mean? If it's only the first night, so then maybe you should say that the second day you should start saying Mashma Ruach Morad HaGashem. So Ritva says, either it proves like me, like Moshe Rishonim, that simen klala is the whole time, or the Ritva had a different girsa in the Mishnah than we have. The Ritva had the girsa of, read the Lashon, Hoel ve'ein ha-geshamim simen bracha b'chag. Lama hu maskir. We have the girsa of, because rain is a simen klala, he had the girsa of, because rain is not a simen bracha. So says the Ritva, the first night might be a simen klala, but the rest of Sukkot is not a simen klala, but it's not a simen bracha either. So therefore, even if you say it's only a simen klala on the first night, the Ritva said you could still say that you might wait the whole Sukkot, because it's still not a simen bracha if it rains on Sukkot, even though it would not be a simen klala. So we have the Cheshek Shlomo, we have the Ritva, and finally there's one more Ha'ara, and I don't know if we've ever done this, quoting Yerushalmi inside the Yerushalmi. So we have the chance. First Yerushalmi and Tainus. The Rishonim here quote this Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes half of it on the Amud Beis here. It's a very important, it's a halacha lemaisa. So we say that we say the same time that we start saying Mashma Ruach Morad HaGashem according to this first opinion on the first day of Sukkot. Why does he wait until Musaf? Why Musaf? Or let's say according to the last opinion, what we do. We say Shmini Atzeres. So why do we dafka start saying Mashma Ruach by Musaf? What about Ma'ariv before, the night before? We learned in the last Masechta that the night always goes before the day in Yahadus. So why don't we start saying Mashma Ruach by Ma'ariv or by Shacharis? Musaf, middle of the day? In the middle, they never start anything by Musaf. You build a shofar in Musaf because they're worried that the government is going to think you're rebelling against them. So why do you do anything? Why do you start by Musaf? You never start anything by Musaf. So says the Yerushalmi, V'yazkir mi ba'erev. Why do you say it the night before? So says the Yerushalmi, let's call Amat Haman. Not everybody's there. People have block minyanim at night, says the Yerushalmi. And the people are out still at work. So therefore, they're not going to be in a place where they're going to know, and not everybody's there, therefore they don't want to start at night. What answer? Then the Yerushalmi says, V'yazkir b'shachris. So the first page of Maseches Tainis in the Yerushalmi. Dav Beis in the Yerushalmi. So it says, V'yazkir b'shachris, so why not in the morning at least, so not Ma'ariv, in the morning. So the Gemara answers, Af hu savur shem iskir mi ba'erev. No, if you do it in the morning, then people who weren't there last night are going to be in shul, they're going to see you do it in the morning, they're going to say, oh, you must have done it last night already. So next year, when they're not in shul again, so then they're going to do it at night, because they're going to say, the night before you do Mashavach Radeg Hashem. So that's why you can't do it by Shachris either. Or, another answer Yerushalmi gives, and this is quoted in the Poskim, Asur la yachid lahaskir shiaskir shliach tzibur. The other answer that Yerushalmi gives, like what we mentioned before, you're not allowed to start saying Mashavaruch until the Gabbai announces Mashavaruch Radeg Hashem. He can't announce it by Shachris. He can't be mafsik, smichas gulul tfila. Or he can't be mafsik, baruch Hashem gal yisrael, he can't be mafsik. You could have a bang, but sometimes people won't get the bang. They won't know what the bang is. So that's why by Musaf, you can announce it. By Musaf, you can announce it before the Musaf. You're allowed to be mafsik before Musaf. So Yerushalmi there gives one answer, why not that night? And two answers, why not by Shachris? That's why we wait until Musaf. Because like, if he only sees it by Musaf, we'll say, oh, why don't we do it by Shachris? It must be, because we're only starting now. Or, and by Musaf, one can announce. So that is why halacha lemaisa, we start saying Mashav Aruch by Musaf after the Gabbai announces and tells us to say it. Okay. You cannot announce by Ma'ariv either. Okay, there's a machlokas tanoim we had in brachas, whether smichas gulul tefila is the din d'rabbanan nights. That's why in Echnami, but the Rishabah gives another reason. That's why you have the other reason of the whole am is not there. Okay, Gemara. I'll just read you the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, I just referred to it. I'll read the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yudalet. Asur lahaskir ageshem hashiachris ha-shliach tzibur. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to mention it until the shliach tzibur says it. V'yesh omrim shekodem, this is the Ramah, shekodem shemaschil en musuf, machris ha-shamish, mashiv ha-ruach, emor et ha-goshem. Kedei sha-tzibur yaskiru v'tfilasan v'chein nohagin. And that is why the Shulchan Aruch says hilkach, if somebody's a chole or an anus, he can't daven early if he's davening at home. Because you're not allowed to daven before the shliach tzibur in shul says mashiv ha-ruach, so you got one has to make sure that one doesn't daven early there. And the Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Chai Adam, Shelo la'asos kamo shenoag yet shemachrizin mashav haruach. The Zelo nikra hachraza. Because many people in the summer months say mashav haruach amor atal. So mashav haruach doesn't tell you anything. So that's why Yadav got to say, says the Chai Adam, mashav haruach umorid hagashem. He's a ma'akid to say, yeah, if he does not announce it. If you miss it.
You're not sure.
No, if you say morid atal, so then we say, that's why some say to suggest to say morid atal. Because if you said morid atal by mistake, then you are yotzei b'di'evin or yotzei b'di'evin. If you say mashiach b'ra gashem in the winter, in the summer, I think you have to repeat.
Let's say mashiach said the whole thing.
If you're not sure, if it's in the 30, if it's in the first 30 days, then you have to repeat. Okay, Gemara Tana hecha koy diktoni me'emasai. So the Mishnah says, from when do you say mashiach ruach? So where do we ever know that you're supposed to say mashiach ruach? Tell us first. You have to say mashiach ruach. The Ritva here says, whenever there's something that's not mefurish bikra, it makes sense first to tell us what it is, and then to tell us when. Where does the Ritva know this from? From the first daf in Shas. The Ritva says, the Gemara starts saying, Me'ema Saikarnish Rabba Arvis, and the Gemara says, Tana Mehecha Koi, and it quotes a Pasuk, B'shach B'chav Kamecha. It says in Shema. So the Ritva says, so when there's a Pasuk, so fine, you don't have to ask that. It's not appropriate to ask it. But when it doesn't say it in the Pasuk anywhere, to say Mashavarech Rad Hashem, so that's why it's appropriate to say, Tana Hecha Koi, the Tana Me'ema Sai. What is the Tana referring to? So Tana Hasam Koi. The Tana is referring to the Mishnah way back in Maseches Brachos. Diktani, Maskirin, Gibros Gashama B'Tchiyas HaMesim. We have the Mishnah in Brachos that says that we mention Mashav Ruch Merda Gashem in the Bracha of Tchiyas HaMesim. Bracha number two, B'Shou Alin B'Berchaz HaShanim. And we ask Hashem for rain and in Berchaz HaShanim, in Baruch Aleinu. V'Havdala B'Chorin Adas. And we make Havdala, we see Atachar HaTadu in Chorin Adas. Remember that? There was a three-way Machlokas Tanoim, where do we say Atachar HaTanu? Viktani, and connected to that Mishnah in Brachas comes our Mishnah. Me'emasai Maskirin Gavurus Kishamim. So it's related. It's the Gemara, V'Listani Hasam. Ma'itshon HaShavri Ad Hacha. Yet we had a couple of Mesechlis in between Brachas and here. Right? So what says the Gemara? Rashi at least says, put it in Zrayim. What's it doing in Moed? Right? So what it was going related to that, so why was that such a hafsik? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. And El Tana may Rosh Hashanah Salak. So you're right. It's not referring to a Mishnah in Brachas, it's referring to a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, right? What we just did. Titzan, as the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Ubechag Nidonin Alamayiv, that on Sukkis we are judged for the water. And since we're judged for water on Sukkis, the idea is Tana Bechag Nidonin Alamayiv, Tana Me'emasai Maskirin Gevurz Kashamim. Once we're talking about water and rain, so that's why we talk about when we start praising Hashem for rain. I saw a Varta, the Dafka, right after we start this, right after Sukkot. I saw a Varta in the Biure Chasidus Lashas. This is a real Biure Chasidus Lashas. Me'emasai, he says, Mash Baruch Amar Nagashem. After we've been through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and we're sitting in the Tzila Dehemnusa, we're so Shakua and Ruchnius. So right after that, Sukkot, Mashiv HaRuach, we declare to Hashem that the Ruchnius is Menasheves and is going throughout our lives. Morid Agashem. The Gashmius, we're being Morid and we're lowering, and it's not a focus of our lives. Dafka after the Evan Aram, we can say Mashiv HaRuach, Morid Agashem. So that's deserving to be in Biure Chasidus Loshas. Okay. Says the, wonderful. But listen, he says the Gemara, so it's related to the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. But listen, so why does the Mishnah say, when do you mention rain? My Gevuros Geshamim. Why is the Lashon of Gevura, that adjective, the strength of Geshamim, why does it say that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Yishai, Yardin Begvura. Why? Because the rain comes down in strength. Rain comes down with the Gevuras Hashem. Shene'emar, and as we're about to bring a pasuk, to prove that Gevura is associated with rain in the Torah. So in the Iyun Yaakov, Yaakov says, the Pasha of the Gemara is Gevura, that it comes, it's very strong, and it comes down with strength. And so the Iyun Yaakov relates it, he doesn't quote it, but he's obviously related to a Gemara we had in Maseches Yuma. When the Kohen Gadol comes out of the Kodesh Kadashim, he says a short tefillah. Remember that short tefillah? He says it should be a Shadah Geshuma, Velo Shechuna, etc., etc. And then he says, don't listen to the tefillahs of the Ovrei Drachim. That's not an our nusach of Musaf, but it's in the nusach, the source of it in Maseches Yuma. Don't listen to the Ovrei Drachim. Why? Because all of Klal Yisrael needs the rain, and just because they're traveling, you know, they're going to daven that it doesn't rain yet. So therefore, don't listen to their tefillah. So we spoke there at the time. It's unbelievable. All of Klal Yisrael needs rain. And because you have a few schluffers who are still traveling back to their homes, Hashem's going to listen to their tefillah so it doesn't rain. So we mentioned that at the time because they're really davening. Because they really feel b'tzaris. So those tefillahs are special, those tefillahs are powerful, so that's why they're davening for it not to rain. So the Iyun Yaakov here just says, Gevura is needed by rain because Hashem has to overcome the tefillahs of the Ovrei Drachim. Because these tefillahs are telling him not to make it rain, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has to have Gevura to really overpower those tefillahs and make it rain, even though there's these tefillahs of the Ovrei Drachim, they're telling him not to make it rain. Again, he doesn't quote that whole Gemara, but I think that's what he must be referring to. Gevura to overpower the tefillahs of Ovrei Drachim. So Shenamar, says the Gemara, so what's the source where we find the Lashon of Gevura connected to rain, and that would be why we call it Gevuros Geshamim? Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Oseg Gedolos, the Bach changes it, because there are two psukim in Eov that have a similar lashon. He changes it because he wants to put the first two psukim in the same parak. So the Bach changes it too. Oseg Gedolos, ve'ein cheker, v'niflos adin mispar, v'ksiv, hanosein matar alp. So he does great things, Oseg Gedolos. What is the great things? So they're both in parak hey, according to the Bach. V'ksiv, hanosein matar al pneha aret. This great thing being referred to as rain. V'shaleach mayim al pnei chutzos. He quotes, and he has, sends water all over. My mashva, so how does this teach me anything? You got to add on another pasuk. Amar Abba Bar Sheila, Asya Cheker Cheker Bibriyasa Shal Olam. We just saw in the previous pasuk that the word, the lashon of Ad Ein Cheker, refers to rain. We also have that lashon when it refers to Briyas HaOlam. Ksiv Hacha Oseg Gedolos Adin Cheker, by rain. If it's Ksiv Hasam, by Briyas HaOlam. Halo Yadatim, Lo Shamata, haven't you heard? Elokei Olam, Hashem Borei Kitzvos Haaretz, Lo Yiyap, Lo Yiga, Ein Cheker, Lisvunaso. So you see the lashon of Ein Cheker by rain and by Briyas HaOlam. Viksiv, that it says by Briyas HaOlam, Mechin Harim Bikocho, Nezar Bigvura. Hashem prepares mountains with his strength, he is girded with Gevura. So you see, by Briyas HaOlam, we use the lashon of Gevura, and we have the Gzeira Shava, so to speak, of Ad Ein Cheker, by Briyas HaOlam and by rain. So just like by Briyas HaOlam, the word gevura is used, so too, by rain, the word gevura is used. The Marsha says, Dafka ad in cheker is the phrase that's gzera shava, because rain sometimes, you know, we try to figure out the maisim of Hashem, we have to realize that we can understand up until a degree, but after that it's ad in cheker. After that, you know, we have to realize some things are beyond our understanding, beyond our asaga, we have to try to do whatever we can do, and then after that, leave it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Periods, that's the makar for how we know there is such a concept to be mentioned Gevuras Geshem. Uminala and Dibitvila. How do we know that we should mention rain in davening? Ditanya, as the Brisa says, we have a Hashem alkech lada b'cholav avchem, famous drasha, shalav Hashem and serve Him in your heart. Eiz we have odishi b'leiv havi omer zutvila, serving Hashem in your heart. What does that mean? Because you serve Hashem with your actions, that's mitzvahs. Serving Hashem in your heart is tefila. V'ksiv basrei, it says right after that in Shema, v'nasadim ta'artzachem bi'ito yore umalkosh. It was a remes to tefila, followed directly by a pasuk that talks about rain. So that's how you know you're supposed to mention rain in tefillah. That's matar. You see, but a sati matar, lashon of a tain talamatar, like the Cheshek Shlomo said before. The Lev Elyo notes that every part of our body is given to us for different mitzvahs. Why is tefillah called avodah shebelev? Because there are all types of avodah. There are avodahs that we do with our hands. There are avodahs that we do with our feet. There's avodahs that we do with other parts of our body, with our mouth. Avot tefillah is avodah shebelev. It's not avodah shebepeh. We have to realize what tefillah is all about. It's about the feeling inside. The maisa mitzvah might be the avodah, might be the saying the words. But the kiyama mitzvah is the avodah shebelev, zuhi tefillah. We're supposed to feel in our hearts what the davening is all about. Just to mention, we mentioned it in the past, we'll probably mention it again, but I'll mention it again, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban that we mentioned before, and that is about davening every day. The Rambam says davening every day is daraisa, the Ramban says this is both in Sefer HaMitzvahs, any rice at the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah. And the Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, argues and says, no, only Tefillah based Sara is a mitzvah d'oraisa, but other than that, it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Rav Soloveitchik had the homiletical interpretation that maybe the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban can be expressed as follows. And that is, really, both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that only Tefillah based Sara is d'oraisa. Even the Rambam agrees, only Tefillah based Sara is d'oraisa. The machlokas between them is, how does one define a tzara? What's a tzara? The Ramban takes the literal term. Tzara means tzaras, what we would interpret as tzaras. You know, every day, the tzaras, Rahman al-Islan. The Rambam has a little deeper understanding, which I forgot to mention. This is a schus. This week's Daf Yomi is sponsored by Zeichen Nishmas Rabbi Moshe Ben Maimon, whose yard site is today. Chav Teves. Today's the Rambam's yard site. So saying, Sivsos of Dabavos Bekever, so we dafka saying any Torah from the Rambam, today is a special schus for his neshama. So says the Rav Soloveitchik, so maybe the Rambam really thinks that life is an Eish Sara. Every day is an Eish Sara. We need a Kaddish Baruch Hu every day. What, somebody's healthy, somebody has parnasa, somebody, things are going okay? Every day is an Eish Sara. Every day we have to realize that we can't daven unless we realize we need a Kaddish Baruch Hu. If a person thinks that they have everything and they don't need anything, then it's pointless to daven. Davening is asking for things, davening is praise, davening is realizing that God is the center of the world, not me. So life is an Eish Sara. So both the Rambam and the Ramban both agree that only Tefillah Beis Sara is Daraisa, but the Machlokas is how to define Eish Sara. This is where the Rav Soloveitchik writes this in the first Reflections of the Rav, Volume 1. That is the Rambam and the Ramban and Rav Soloveitchik. Just one other Ha'ara to be Mosif, and that is, so why is Davening Beis Sara different? Why is it unique? So according to whether you say that this pshat or just generally the Ramban's pshat, why is davening every day different than davening be'eis sara, if you don't define every day as an eis sara? So one could suggest that eis sara is a time that we have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody doesn't turn to Hashem on a regular basis, okay, it's not good, but it's not in violation of anything. If somebody is going through a difficult time in eis sara and doesn't turn to God then that's a lack of emunah. That's a lack that we think that the world is haphazard. We think, Meis Hashem lo tesi haros vatov. We think that things don't come from God. Dafka be sara, the stakes are higher. Similar to Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Dafka, then we have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if not, it might be a reflection, a lack of emunah. And I think a riot to this is a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was asked in Aruch Chaim, in Chelek, Bei, Simen, Chav Hei, could a non-Jew daven? Could a non-Jew daven? Tefillah for a non-Jew. Says Rav Moshe, I think it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, but you know if he wants to, he can. After all, what do we say in Slichus? Ki beisi beis tefila yikare l'chol ha'amim, all nations. So anybody could daven, everybody could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's in paragraph one. Then in paragraph two, Rav Moshe says, but this is generally, but be'eis tzara, even a non-Jew has to daven. Even a non-Jew has to pray to God be'eis tzara. Why? Where is it? Sheva Mitzvah Noach? Says Rav Moshe, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's included in the first one. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avod Azara, if somebody doesn't turn to God during an eis tzara, then that's even a lack. Bain Yehudi, Bain Umos Ha'olam. That's where Avon Nirlani is. I think Yerach Lukfo Achiyav Lispalel. Achshin Lutzorach Miyuchad. Achshin Lispalel. Rakshish Tzorech. Etc. Etc. He says that's Mishum Dezeo. Iker Amun Abashem Yisbarach. Sherach Hu Anosin Parnosav Arofi Cholim. Ukshin Abotech Al Hashem Yisbarach. Bain Mispalel. Haru Ke'enu Ma'amin Bo. Umamin Avivar Macherim. Then he talks about which nusach should he say. Could he say the nusach hatfil in the siddur? Okay, that's the other half of the tshuva. Okay, but that's tshuva is a reflection that davening be'eis tzara is something unique and special. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel Maftechos Be'elosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nimser B'yad Shliach. Hashem has three keys that he doesn't give out to anybody. Three keys he keeps to himself. He might give the other keys out to others, but the three keys that he keeps to himself. V'eluhein, mafteach shel geshamim, mafteach shel chaya, u'mafteach shel tchiyas hameisim. The key to rain, the key to childbirth, and the key to tchiyas hameisim. Rashi here. Hainu shlo nimsru l'shliach echad v'yachad. Or nikra Rashi. Right? What does the Rashi say? What does this mean? It means that he doesn't give all three keys to somebody at once. But he could give them one at a time. So why does he say this? So the Bach points out, because he's answering Tosfos Kasha. Because Tosfos says, what do you mean? We find Dibur Maskel Shlosha. We find various times in Jewish history that Hashem gave the key to Tekeis HaMeisim to Elisha, and he gave the key to rain to this person and that person. So you find he gave the Maftechas out to certain Avim throughout history. So Tosfos says, it means that he never gave the key for eternity to anybody. He gave it to them for a short time, then he took it back. That's by these three. So Rashi says the Bach is answering that question. No, the Gemara means that he didn't give all of them at once to anybody, even though he might have given them one at a time to someone. So Bafteshel, what are these three keys? I mean, so we just said them. What are the makoros in the Torah for it? So Mafteach Shokshem Dechsev, the Mafteach for rain, as it says, Yiftach Hashem Lechos Hazorah Tov Zeshmain Lotzim Tarat Zechabito. The Mafteach for rain, as it says in Kisavo, Hashem will open up the Otsaros Hatov to give you rain. Stewie's going to ask me, but we say in the piyut for Geshem, Afbari, which is the Malach HaMamuna al rain. So what do you mean he didn't give the Mateach? Stos is a Nida, Daf Tezayin asked that Kasha. And he said, no, he appoints him, but really he keeps the key. He's a puppet. He's a puppet, says Tosfos. But Afbari, yeah. So every Shlichus is a puppet. That's what some Achronim say. Every Shlichus is a puppet. So what's the difference between Afbari and others? So it's Arachiyun. But either way, there's some more type of direct hashgacha when it comes to rain.
Why are these called keys?
Why are they called keys? We'll get to the Ben Yoyad in a minute. Mafteach shel chaya minayin. So how do you know mafteach of childbirth? Dechziv v'yizkor limes Rachel v'yishma Elaha Elokim. So Hashem heard Rachel's cries. V'yivtachas Rachma, and he himself, capital H, opened her womb. Ask the Kutzker Rebbe, if Hashem is out of childbirth, so how can there be Tumas Leida? How can there be Tumas Leida if Hashem himself, the Chvod of Atzmo, is in the birthing room? How is there Tumas Leida? Beginning of Parshas Tazria. Says the Kutzker, no, Dafka, that's the point. The point is because Hashem leaves right after the baby comes out. Whenever there's a vacuum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So Dafka there, that's why Hashem leaves. That's why, whenever a person dies, Selam Elokim is left. That's why there's Tumah. So that's what the Kutzker says. That's Dafka why there's Tumas Leida, because Hashem was here. Hashem was guarding the baby, for 9 months. So now Dafka there's Tumas Leida. Similar, not exactly to what Refer says. Refer says a la Torah that whenever there's a vacuum of life, so then that is why there is a Tumah. Right, when a per tum, obviously tumas meis, but even tumas nida explains refersh. That is a loss of potential life. Every time a woman has nidus, that's also vacuum of life. When a woman has a baby, says refersh, there's less life inside of her. There's less life inside of her. That's why there's tuma. And when he says when there's a girl, why is it double 14 days, not 7 days? Because now the woman, the mother, lost a life that could have more life, that could give more life. A girl could produce her own life. There's more tumas leida by a girl than there is by a boy. So that's, but again, that connects to this kutzker. And finally, Mafteach Shel Tchias HaMeisim, Minayin. How do you know the psukim for the Mafteach of Tchias HaMeisim? How do you know only Hashem does Tchias HaMeisim? Tichsiv, Vidatam Ki Ani Hashem, V'Pischei Es Kevro Seichem. You will know that I am Hashem when I open up your graves. B'Marava Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they added on one. Af Mafteach Shel Parnasa, Tichsiv Poseich Es Yodecha, you open your hand, V'Chulu. Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Lo Kachashiv, why Laha? Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan quote this fourth key? It's the same thing as Parnasa, so Kshamim and Parnasa are really the same category. Ask the Menachem, why keys? What do you mean keys? Says the Ben Yehoyada. Ben Yehoyada says, Ben Ishchak, Kishabarach, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Esa'olam, Baruch Koach HaTeva. Kodesh Baruch Hu created natural forces and natural systems in the world. He created that. And that's why he says, Elohim is Gematria HaTeva, many say. So that is, he says, he created certain systems. Achlozeh koach ha-teva, shehu ha-shliach, teva is the shliach of Hashem, sarech lo koach acher lo-orer oso, kde lasos pu'ulaso. It needs something to get it going. What I would call, it needs an ignition key. The teva is the system. It's the motor that's going, but it needs to be turned on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned on. He put in the ignition key into every system of nature and life, and he turned it on, and he left the key in. So it just goes. Just goes. V'zeh ha-koach shu ha-ma'orer es ha-teva nikra mafteach. That's the key. U'b'chol koach ha-tivi sheba'olam, and in every teva system, kosher HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo koach ha-ma'orer. Hashem put a fixed key in. The engine, is the ignition is always on by every other system in nature, says the Ben Yoyada, except for these three. These three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the key himself. When a baby's about to come, okay, I'll turn the key on. I'll turn it on. I'll take the mafteach, the key, I'll turn it on, and in that way, all these three will apply. Right? The Mefarshim point out, I saw B'Shem Rav Shira Dron. These three are not natural. If you ask any doctor, any person who's thinking in the world, childbirth is not natural. Childbirth is miraculous. Right? Childbirth is miraculous. How can they be a child from a tipa srucha? You look at every sonogram, it's just mamish nisim in a flow. Nisim in a flow. Unbelievable. Tchias HaMeisim, obviously. And even rain. What does rain do? It causes like a tiny little seed, similar, and it grows into this big tree. Big tree. It's unbelievable. You think of the sequoias. Just unbelievable. That came from a little tiny seed. Right? So that's not teva. Kodesh Baruch Hu has the key to those. Kodesh Baruch Hu turns on the ignition when he's ready. When he's ready by these three. By the other ones, that's not dafka mefteach, because it's the mefteach to put these in motion. Okay, and the Gemara just has in Parshas, what Parshas is it in? The Gemara says in Parshas Tetzav, I think, where we talk about the Pituche Chosam. Pituche Chosam, he says, as a remez, Pituche is the Maftayach, Chosam is Chayet Chiyas HaMesam and Matar. Pituche Chosam is Chayet Chiyas HaMesam and Matar, and I saw somebody else added on, no, that's the word Maftayach. If you add on Parnasa, it turns into Maftayach. Okay, so that's getting into the... Again, that's what Tosfos says. That once in a while, he might have given it to a certain person, but not forever, or not all at once. That was Machlokas Rashi Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Okay, two dots. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. So Rabbi, getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said on Machlokas, when do we mention Mash Baruch Amar Nagashem? The Mishnah quoted two opinions, either the first day of Sukkot or the last day of Sukkot. So Ibai Lu, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, who said the first day of Sukkot, Mehecher Gamalah. Where does he learn, what is his parallel? Why does he say that we start start praising Hashem for rain from the first day of Sukkot? Mi lulav gamarla, o mi nisach hamayim gamarla. Does he learn it from lulav, or from nisach hamayim, from the avodah, the special avodah that's done on Sukkot? What would be the difference? Mi lulav gamarla, does he learn it from lulav, ma lulav bayom af haskara, bayom? Does he learn it from lulav? And just like by lulav, we will interpret the Rashi, the Gemara here, like Rashi does. Rashi and Tosfos, there are other interpretations, but we'll follow Rashi and Tosfos. Does he learn it from lulav? That just like by lulav, you start doing it by day, not the night before. You can't shake a lulav the first night of Sukkot, right? You won't be yotze, even if the status of lulav might be there, but you can't do the mitzvah of netilas lulav until daytime. That is why some Rishonim say you have a separate shechianu on netilas lulav. You can't be yotze with the shechianu of yontif the night before, because then you couldn't have shaken a lulav at that time. That's what one of the languages of the Rosh Hashanah, Masechta Sukkah. So lulav is only by day. So just like lulav starts by day, afas kara bayom, so too Mashav Aruch goes by lulav. Why should it go by lulav? We'll get to it in a second. That's one side. O dilma minisach hamayim gamar la. Or do you learn it from nisach hamayim? Ma nisach hamayim me urta. Just like nisach hamayim can be done at night. How can it be done at night? It's done with the carbon tamid, or musaf. or Shachris, Machlokes, we had a little bit of Mesechas Yuma, but when it's, either way, it's done by day. So Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi either says they filled it up the night before, they filled it up, they do it at night. And you have to say, though, that they filled it up, that's A. Or B, Tosva says, no, because even if you missed out on bringing it during the carbon, you could bring it the following night. It's not too late. It's like the Nesachim. So you could bring it the following night. So you see, either way, it could be done at night. So because it could be done at night, so that's why maybe you would start Mashiv Ruach the night before. And Tosva says, even though according to the second part of Rashi, it means the following night, but that just shows that it could be done at night, so therefore you'd start Mashiv Ruach even the night before. Two pshatim in Rashi, where we're talking about the pouring or the actual avoda. Da'amar mar, min chazad es kem, afilu balayla, savaskar meyurta. That's the suffix of the Gemara according to Rashi and Tosfos. Do you start saying Mashiv Ruach Maragashim the night before or the day of? According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says you go by the first day. Toshma, Tiyam Rabbi Yavahu, Lolinda Rabbi Lazar, Elami Lulav. Rabbi Yavahu says, from Lulav. Igadam Rabbi Yavahu, Gemara Gamer La. Some say Rabbi Yavahu just had a Misora, that this is what he held. Vigadami Masisa Shamule. And some say, no, he learned it from a Brisa. Mahi, which Brisa? The Tanya. The following. Memasai Maskirin Alakashamim, when do we start mentioning rain? Mashva Ruach, Rabbi Lazar, Omi Misha Asin, Silas Lulav. Rabbi Lazar says, it beferish, from the time that you take a Lulav, from the first day of Sukkot. And that is by Yom. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mishas Hanachaso. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, at the time that you put down your lulav. Right, Yeshua says, after Sukkot. Right, Rashi here quotes, it's a difficult Rashi. Rashi here quotes, Miyom Shemavarchin Bo Ba'achrona Dehainu B'Shvi. On the last day you make the bracha, which is Shvi. So the Maharav of Ranchberg, among others, says it's Mefurish against other Rashis here. What do you mean? Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah says the 8th Shmini Atzeres, he's understood, not the last day of Sukkot. That's how, what it means though. It means the 8th day. Meaning Shmini Atzeres. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. No, Rabbi Eliezer says that is by daytime, the first day. Ha'ol barbaz minim halalo inim banu el ratzel l'mayim. Since the dal and minim come to be meratzah Hashem for water. Ukashem sharba minim halalo yefshar b'hem b'lomayim. And just like these four minim cannot live without water. Kach yefshar l'ol b'lomayim. So the world can't exist without water. So that's why it's appropriate, says Rabbi Eliezer, to start praising Hashem for rain on the first day of Sukkot. Amalor Rabbi Yeshua, Valuk Sham Bachagin, or Simon Klala. Rabbi Yeshua says, what do you mean? Kshamim rain on Sukkot is a Simon Klala, or at least it's not a Simon Bracha. Amalor Rabbi Eliezer, Afanilo Amadi Lishola Haskir. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're right. I didn't say to ask for them. Just praise Hashem for rain then. Ukashem Shetchias Amesim. It's a difficult line to know exactly what it means. Ukashem Shetchias Amesim, Mazkir Kol Hashana Kula, Ve'ena El Abizmana. Just like you mentioned Tchias Amesim every Shmona Esrei of every day of every year, even though Tchias Amesim is only in its proper time. So to mentioning Hashem's rain, even though rain is only supposed to come down at a certain time of year, still you can mention it always, just like Tchias Amesim. So the Gemara is going to say in a minute, what do you mean Tchias Amesim can happen any time? It's a little difficult to know what exactly the Kavana of Rabbi Eliezer is here, but that's what he says. And therefore he says you can mention it the entire year if you like. You have to mention it according to Rabbi Eliezer at certain times of year. But at other times of year, you can if you want to. Lefichach, in Bala Haskir, Kol Hashana Kula Maskir. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. They can really mention Mashiach Ruach HaGashem at any time of year. So mentioning it a few days early on Chag HaSukkos isn't really anything wrong with that. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi has, says no. Omer Ani, Mishash Shemafsik L'She'el HaKach Bafsik L'Azkara. Rabbi says no. From the time that you stop asking for rain, that's when you have to stop praising for rain, meaning they go together. When you stop and when you start. So you can't do it the whole year. You can't say Mashiach Ruach HaGashem the whole year because the praising goes with the asking. Right? Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani. We had that, I think, two or three times in the past already. Only by Rebbe do you find the language of Omer Ani in Shas. I say. Rebbe Yosef Engel in Beis HaOtzar writes, has a long piece on this we've mentioned in the past, and that is because Omer Ani is like Lanias Daiti. Omer Ani, Rebbe's like Rebbe, right? The Gemara in Sota, the end of Sota says, Misha Meis Rebbe Batla Anava. Rebbe was a tremendous, think what he did, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, and he was a tremendous Anav, and therefore he used to say, Omer Ani, that's what I say. No, nobody else, just me, little old me. This is what I say. And then he quotes Al Pi Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov. He writes this in the Beis HaOtzar, page 93, that Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov is like the tzaddikim know that when they say certain different Torah, really it's not them talking, they didn't do it themselves, it's really the Shechinah Medeveres Bitol Gronam. It's really like HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking from the inside. And we know, Alpi Kabbalah, that the Anochi inside of every person, the Ani, is really that Pintel Yid from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzelem Elokim. So he's like, Omer, I'm not even saying it, it's the Ani in me. Omer Ani! That Ani in me is talking. So it's really B'derech Hanava. That's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Then he quotes at the end, which again, we're not going to have time right now, but he says, if you look throughout Tanakh, He says he didn't have a computer 100 years ago. He said, if you look at Tanakh, there's only one time it says Omer Ani. Only the one time, in the middle, in Tehillim. He said it says Omer Ani. The pasuk is, where is it? Omer Ani Ma'asai LaMelech L'Shoni Eit Sofer Mahir. And he thinks that this is a rem, this is a nevuah, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that David HaMelech had about Rebbe, Rabbi Yudan Asi. Omer Ani, the one who's going to say Omer Ani, Ma'asai LaMelech, will have to say that his ma'asim are to the king, meaning L'Shem Shemayim. But when he does what? L'Shoni, when he puts his tongue, Eit Sofer Mahir, when the tongue becomes a scribe. Meaning when Torah Shebaal Peh is written down to Torah Shebechsav. So Davka, the Omer Ani, Remez, in Tehillim, in Perak Memhei, Rachash Libi, Davar Tov, Omer Ani, Masai LaMelech, is a Remez, he says, to David. David HaMelech is having a Remez to Rebbe Yehuda Hanas. Okay, that's the Omer Ani. Let's continue for one more minute. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira has another opinion. Right, we've had two opinions so far. When do you start saying Masha Rabbi Gashem? First day or Shmini Atzeres? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira has another one. Bisheini b'chag u'maskir. You start saying it from the second day of Sukkos. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Bishishi b'chag u'maskir. You start saying it from the sixth day of Sukkos. Rabbi Yehuda, Mishur, Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Ha'over l'fanatim, b'yad v'achron shalchag, achron maskir, arishon eno maskir. B'yad v'arishon shal pesach, arishon maskir, achron eno maskir. Like we had in the Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop here because now the Gemara is going to talk about explaining the different shitas. Tomorrow we start off with a Malbim. So everybody come on time. Start off with a Malbim on Shmuel Aleph on the Pasuk coming up. Okay. Again, today's shiur was Zechanishmas, Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon. His neshama shav an aliyah. Today is his yard site. Love Davis.